proclamation number 4708 dated the August 9th, 1949. Irresponsible experiments are the reason for the destruction of Earth. The divine world order cannot be revoked. Nevertheless, human determination can challenge it, but only to its own disadvantage. Laws exist which human intellect will never be able to ascertain, for they not only affect the natural properties of Earth but also form the basis of continued existence for other creations, hence they are impenetrable for the human intellect and have to be accepted, that is, they must not be ignored if opposite laws are not to come into effect, which were likewise given by divine wisdom, thus intending to maintain the eternal order. A certain degree of creativity is indeed granted to humanity, and research in all directions can likewise be embarked upon. However, as long as the human being is not yet in full possession of spiritual strength, he is subject to limitations both in regards to knowledge as well as to the exploitation of earth forces, which are always active and must be utilized in definite conformity to law, in some sort of orderliness. If this landfallness is ignored, if these forces are activated contrary to law, then the effect will be disastrous and total destruction of all matter will be the inevitable result, which human will is unable to bring to a halt. For then other creations, other celestial bodies which interact with these forces, will exert an influence and thus will be affected. People will no longer be able to observe these effects as they, without exception, will fall victim to such destructions. Apart from those already in possession of spiritual strength who will be taken away from the endangered vicinity of Earth by God's will. Such a process will take place and thus signify the end of this Earth. Human will is arrogantly resolved in wanting to investigate forces and through experiments thus will activate forces with said enormously destructive effect. For the motives for these investigations, which will result in this unimaginable outcome, are not honorable. Hence God will deny them the blessing which rests on activities that aim to benefit fellow human beings. Besides, they will be contravening divine natural law in so far as that they conduct experiments at the risk of human life, that they use human beings as test objects who have to sacrifice their lives. This is a sin against divine order, against the love for God and other people, as well as a sin against humanity which thereby is doomed for destruction. For the knowledge of those conducting such tests is far from sufficient and thus they will be undertaken prematurely which, however, is known beyond doubt. And such irresponsible experiments cannot be tolerated by God. Hence they will have repercussions for the experimenters, who will achieve nothing else but total destruction of all material creations on earth, thus a shattering of matter which, however, in the spiritual sense means a disintegration of every form and a release of the spiritual substances bound therein. Thus people will trigger this final act of destruction on earth, and the whole of humanity will be destroyed due to the fact that craving for fame, excessive need for recognition and greed for material possessions are turning people into reckless speculators, who nevertheless are not ignorant of the fact that they will endanger their fellow human beings and still conduct their tests. Previously gained experiences will already have provided them with enough cautions and warnings in order to refrain from them. Consequently, their action is a sacrilege which God will not leave unpunished. Amen.